Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are some horrors throughout history when the actual scale of what was happening wasn't entirely clear at the time. To varying degrees, of course. I don't want to excuse the moral failures of others in the past, as I condemn the moral disgrace of the present. Now, it's true that the real horror of what's been unleashed against the people of Gaza won't be entirely clear for a long time. For a start, we don't know how many have been killed, because thousands are buried under the rubble. There are people dying, not from just direct violence, but from, for example, a lack of medical care, the basic essentials of life, and so on. And history tells us that that may well end up being the biggest killer of all. But rarely have so many crimes been so thoroughly documented in real time. That's partly because of social media, which fills in the vacuum left by the failure of most mainstream outlets to accurately reflect what's happening. And we have the courage, of course, of Palestinian journalists to thank for that, who've been killed in unprecedented numbers by the Israeli state. It's also partly because many Israeli soldiers post their war crimes on social media because they've rightly concluded they have impunity and can behave as they wish and suffer no consequences. Well, while mainstream outlets have not overall done their job and certainly failed to frame this atrocity as a crime it is, the scale of the atrocity is too great to completely ignore, and some reports do make it. The latest is of Palestinian medical staff in Gaza from Khan Yunis, who told the BBC how they've been treated. And it is hideous. They have been blindfolded, detained, forced to strip, repeatedly beaten by Israeli troops after a raid at the hospital last month. Now, I'll go into it. I have to say it's disturbing. And I'll go through the BBC report. We need desperately more of these reports, to say the least. It includes one doctor held for a week in detention who says muzzled dogs were set on him and his hand broken by an Israeli soldier. His account also matches the testimonies, they say, of two other medics. That's really important, actually, because all the way through what the BBC do diligently is they try to corroborate the testimonies. They go into detail to show that they're true. They match details between different interviewees. They do more than one interview with each to make sure that the details are consistent. They track their movements, that kind of thing. Now, what they say includes their experiences being humiliated, beaten, drenched in cold water, made to kneel in a comfortable position for hours. The IDF raided the hospitals in Khan Yunis in the south. That came after they violently dismantled, essentially, Gaza's entire medical system with the mass slaughter of doctors, nurses and patients. The pretext was of the hospital housing Hamas operatives. I just want to say something just while I'm going through this. One of the many terrible failures of reporting of this onslaught against Gaza is what Israeli politicians and leaders and officials said they were going to do. Just after the 7th of October, Yoav Gallant, Israel's Minister of Defense, said that he'd released all the restraints and restrictions on Israeli soldiers. Now, why isn't that always referred to when we're in articles like this, for example? I mean, because that, you know, explains what we're talking about. It's just so obvious. You know, and I just think that is an example of how the nature of this crime is not properly discussed. Because if the Minister of Defense has said he's removed all restrictions and restraints on Israeli soldiers, then what we're talking about here is not a surprise, is it? Because they know they have no restraints or restrictions, they can get away with anything. It's an important point. Now, the footage the BBC has includes men stripped to their underwear by the hospital's emergency building, kneeling with hands behind their heads. They say that anyone who tried to move their head or make any movement got hit, and they were there for 2 hours. Experts in humanitarian law quoted by the BBC suggested these accounts very clearly cross into cruel and inhumane treatment. Now, really horribly to read, actually. When the IDF took over the hospital, there were nearly 200 patients, many bedridden, and the medical staff detained couldn't care for them anymore because they were detained. So patients reportedly died, not least because of conditions of the hospital, a lack of electricity and water and so on. The BBC say they've seen footage of patients lying on beds with their hands zip-tied, their arms also raised. Also accounts of mock executions, the slashing of legs with broken bottles, being beaten with sticks, hoses, rifle butts and fists. Now, the three medics the BBC spoke to were transported to Gaza, blindfolded after being released, because the soldiers couldn't find any evidence to pin on them. Now, the BBC proved their testimonies were correct, for example, tracking their movements, and say these testimonies were at odds with claims by the IDF. Well, yeah, I think you can clearly say what's happened there. It's because the IDF have lied. Because the IDF lie and lie and lie again, and it is the responsibility of journalists to make that clear. Now, it's really disturbing that the Red Cross say since 7th of October, Israel suspended detention visits. We don't actually really know what's happening to detainees, except when we get reports from those who are released and who survived. The other reports, for example, of a doctor who was detained, being severely beaten, a chain placed on him as though he was an animal, given a plate of food and ordered to eat like a dog. We hear more of those reports. We had reports from the from UNRWA, the main humanitarian agency in Gaza, which Israel led a smear campaign against, despite utterly failing to produce evidence to substantiate its claims. According to UNRWA, some employees released into Gaza after being detained were suffered physical and emotional abuse by the authorities, coercing them into making claims that UNRWA had Hamas links and its workers participated in the 7th of October attacks. That includes severe physical beatings, waterboarding, and also threats about their family members. UNRWA also looked at the conditions facing Palestinian detainees in general, with more than 4,000 men, women, and children detained in Gaza since December. Some include those with Alzheimer's or severely ill with cancer. Reading from the UNRWA report, methods of ill treatment reported included physical beatings, forced stress positions for extended periods of time, threats of harm to detainees and their families, attacks by dogs, insults to personal dignity and humiliation, such as being made to act like animals or get urinated on, use of loud music and noises, deprivation of water, food, sleep and toilets, denial of the right to practice their religion, i.e. to pray, and prolonged use of tightly locked handcuffs, causing open wounds and friction injuries. The beatings included blunt force trauma to the head, shoulders, kidneys, neck, back and legs, with metal bars and the butts of guns and boots, in some cases resulting in broken ribs, separated shoulders and lasting injuries. While in off-site location, several individuals reported being forced into cages and attacked by dogs, with some individuals, including a child, exhibiting dog bite wounds on release. They also include sexual assault, with women being groped while blindfolded and some male prisoners beaten on the genitals. Another detainee, they say, reported being made to sit on an electric probe, causing burns to his anus, the scars of which could still be seen weeks later. That's separate from other reports made by the United Nations, I should say, of women being raped, two women being raped by Israeli soldiers, as well as other sexual assaults of detained Palestinian women. Now, the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment and Punishment last Friday said she's investigating these allegations of torture and mistreatment of Palestinian detainees. Well, Western states need to step up, given they're the ones who arm and support Israel and give it its impunity. Just a few things. I mean, it really is easy, of course, to get lost in the scale of the crime here, because there's so many sub-horrors and atrocities within the overall, you know, crime. Where do you begin? Where do you end? I've noted this before and I'll note it again, but we can see here how grotesque crimes are normalised. You'll recall towards the beginning of this total nightmare, Al-Shifa Hospital was bombed and there was a big debate. Was it a misfired Palestinian missile or was it an Israeli missile? So a Palestinian rocket or an Israeli missile. The point I'd make is that debate happened because there was an understanding of just how criminal attacking hospitals is. The only basis ever for military action against a hospital, which is, I know it sounds a ludicrous thing to even discuss, is if it's being used for clear-cut military purposes and therefore the attack is proportionate to the military aim. Well, what's happened here is Israel's waged all-out war on the entire medical system, leaving most hospitals and medical facilities trash and inoperable. And it is this which may end up being the biggest killer of civilians. As we've seen, they've repeatedly killed doctors, medical staff, sometimes their entire families, in missile attacks. At Al-Shifa Hospital, they were forced to dig a mass grave. The World Health Organization called it a death zone. And now we have this widespread reports of Israel detaining and torturing medics and doctors. Now, we know overall about 27 Palestinians have been, quote unquote, have died in Israeli jails since 7th October. Yes, well, generally speaking, people don't just die in jail, do they? As I say, so many crimes. When, as it is, we're dealing with around 40,000 violent deaths, but we should do our best to bear witness to as many of these crimes as we can. The silence gives these soldiers, gives Israel impunity. We need to put pressure on our governments. They're the ones who arm Israel, give it its diplomatic and political support and allow it to get away with these crimes. Please like and subscribe. Do share this video. Do leave your comments, as ever. Love to read those. And keep the show on the road at patreon.com/andrews84. Listen to the podcast. I'll speak to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.